Hello and thanks for joining us again for another pre-Cropperty Festival interview. Another one. We've done loads of these and I'm pleased to be here sitting in my homeland, makes a change, with Zach Schultz from the Zach Schultz Gang. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure, mate. It's great to see you. And it's really weird this time because I'm here in Gillingham in a pub that I played in and a pub that you played in. And you're a local band, us lot.
That's right. Yeah. We're in the Ship in Gillingham, which is our local haunt. Well, we spend too much time probably, but it's great in here. And Ben, my brother, he puts bands in here. We run jam nights here, so it's a good place to be.
It's a nice vibe in there. You've got a nice little stage set up in there.
Yeah.
And it's unusual. You've actually got a drum kit in there already,
right,
so nobody has to bring their own
that's
drums. I'll be talking to you about getting a shinaki gig in
there. Yeah, absolutely. We'll
be there. The reason I'm talking to you, of course, is you managed to nail a Cropperty appearance. Well done, you.
Well,
how did you manage that?
Well, you're cool, man. I'm pretty sure I believe from whoever called me, I think the guitar player, Saurus from Fairport, Saurus at a New Day festival, which is one of the best festivals we did last year. And I got a call, unknown number, called us up, just asked us to do it, and I was over the moon. I heard about the festival before, but I didn't realise how big the scale of it was, you know what I mean? So we're really excited, and it's slap bang in the middle of our sort of manic summer that we've got coming up, so really, really excited to be doing it, you know?
It's a really good gig to get. I mean, average about 20,000 people, that's not to be sniffed at, is it?
No, not at all. It's probably going to be one of the biggest crowds, at least, that we've played to, so yeah, really looking forward to it.
And I think you're going to go down really well, because the great thing about Cropperty is, Fairport Convention are essentially a folk rock group, but honestly, mate, the lineup, if you've looked back over the lineup over the years, you're in the same pockets as Alice Cooper, Toya Wilcox, we've got Tony Christie, we've had the Beach Boys, we've had Ultra, you name it, the amount of bands that are playing there, and it's strange, bands like yourself, because you're going to be playing your blend of blues rock, which is certainly a bit of kick bottom, should we say, you don't mince your sound, do you? You'll go down really well, because the crowd are very sort of accepting of that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's sort of similar to what we did at a New Day festival, where it's like, I guess we kind of stick out as being maybe something a little bit different. And we do, you know, we do a bit of Ian Jury as well, thrown in there and stuff, and funky stuff. So, yeah, I think I'm really looking forward to it. And I know we got a good slot as well. So, yeah, it's going to be great for us. It's going to be great.
What time are you actually doing? I can't remember.
I think we're on at 1 o'clock or 1:30 on the Saturday.
Brilliant slot. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's the kind of slot that everybody's sort of having their lunch, they're sitting there, and they're susceptible, they sit down in there, and you'll go down really well. You're going to love it, mate. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And the facilities there are fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
So it was old Simon Nicol that probably rang you, was it the guitarist?
Probably, yes. Yeah. I think Simon told whoever called me, I think Simon saw us at a New Day.
Yeah,
I've got him to thank, really.
No, that's great. Yeah. No, that's really good, because, I mean, they do have a lot of different bands there. Mm. And this year, oh, my God, we've got Tony Christie there, for goodness sake. And loads of other people. Trevor Horn, of course, is going to be a stonker. So how long are you on for?
An hour.
That's nice.
An hour, yeah.
That's a great set.
Yeah.
So all the boys excited about it?
Yeah, we're all excited, man, So we get it back off the road, I think, a couple of days before. And then, straight to Cropperty. So, it's going to be great.
If anybody doesn't know, they should check your website, actually, because you did do a fantastic Christmas song as well, didn't you? That's a cold cut.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago, Medway Christmas, and we did that to raise money for the food bank down here. So, it went down really well, and it's all about the Medway towns and Christmas time. So, we are planning another one at some point. A Gillingham Christmas or a Chatham Christmas. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be called.
Anybody hasn't seen that, whether you're from around the area of Medway Towns and Kent, whether you are or you're not, have a listen, because it's great, because there's lots of different placings there, and down the High Street, all the old landmarks around the area. It's like a little tourist guide of Medway.
Yeah, that's right, just watch that video and you know where to go, or where not to go.
with Zach Schultz Gang jumping out at you from behind Castle Gardens.
That's right.
Because you've got a big tour coming up as well, haven't you? Because this Cropperty Festival has fallen nicely for you, because you've got so many dates coming up in May. You're playing at the 14th of May, the Comedia Studio there, City of Brighton and Hove. You've got Bodega, Nottingham. You've got Louisiana, Bristol. You're all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, so we do that one. We go to Ballyshannon again in Ireland. We have that festival a lot to thank, the Rory Gallagher Festival over there. And then we do about 15 days in Europe, which we've been going down really well in. We just finished a Europe tour off in March, which was fantastic. And then we've got something quite big planned for July, which I can't say much about yet, but it's going to be pretty big for us if it comes off, which I think it will. And then after that tour, which is about 20, 25 days long, then we do Crop Ready. Then we finish Crop Ready, then we go to Italy for a couple of days. We're all over the place. So it's going to be a manic summer, but it's going to be good fun. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. That's amazing. You are really, when they say in your literature that you're a hardworking band, that's an understatement, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're trying, you know, we play everywhere, man. You know, recently we've just done a load of pubs in Medway and Kent. And, you know, when we're not doing festivals and touring, we still come back and play pubs around here, you know. So we're lucky that we've been able to do it full time for a couple of years now. And yeah, you know, you play in front of 20 people, 200 people, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, we just do it because we love it, you know.
That's the same as us. Yeah, same as I do. You know, I'm happy if I'll get one person listening. Or 1,000 people. It don't matter. All about communication, isn't it?
That's all
about the buzz you get, really.
Yeah. And you don't know, you know, some of the, you know, we just did this Europe run, and it's funny, you turn up to some places, you think, oh, blimey, what's this going to be like? And they turn out to be the best ones, you know what I mean? And it really doesn't matter. It all depends on the people who's in the room, you know? If there's 15 people that are really, really enjoying themselves, other than 100 people that ain't, you know what I mean? What's the better gig, you know?
Exactly. You never know in this game, do you?
That's right.
You know, we've turned up and we thought, oh, this is going to be a bit dodgy. And it's absolutely, we've been to places that have been absolutely stonking and they're dancing like lunatics all night, you know, and you think, well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's the best bit about it, isn't it? It's the best bit about it.
And what I love about you guys as well is you don't just, like, you know, languish around, and it's not because you've got an album out, it's not because you've got a single out, you're just gigging all the time, eh?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much been our model from the start of the band. You know, we came out of lockdown and we just said, if we play, you know, we kind of worked out, if we played enough pubs around Kent, you know, we'd have enough sort of money to survive on, you know, toast and pot noodles and quit our day jobs.
Love them.
You know, and yeah, that's right. And you know, and we've been, you know, I think taking that step for us of, you know, putting our jobs and really going for it has forced us into being able to gig as much as we do, you know, and it is important to us that we keep playing. I mean, you know, sometimes if we have a weekend off and we come back and we're like, good grief, I can't even play the thing, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but yeah, we try and keep it as consistent as we can. And and it helps with us, you know, it's the three of us, you know, we don't really have depths ever. It's me, my brother and Anthony on bass, and it has been like that from the start of the band. So, yeah, it's always been the model, you know, play as much as we can, anywhere we can, you know.
It certainly shows. I mean, from what I've seen, your tires, you know, tires ducks, you know, the sound you've got is big and it's tight. You're all great musicians, let's face
Thank
it.
You.
I mean, you know, that your lead work's brilliant, and bass player's not half bad either, is he?
He's all right, yeah. He's good, he's good.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, and I'm so glad that you're going to be playing Cropredy. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. That's the Zach Schultz gang. It's quite difficult to say
it
that.
It is, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I haven't even had a beer. But I would imagine.
The worst bit is the spelling. So, but you know, everyone seems to have got it right this year. So it's taken a few years. But yeah, they're finally getting the spelling of the second name right. So
that's
good.
That's right, mate. The Zach Schultz gang. And they're going to be playing Cropredy 1 o'clock on the Saturday, mate. I'm looking forward to it.
No, thank you, Paul.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, mate.
Absolute pleasure.
Keep getting out there. Keep gigging.
We will.
Talk to you later. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers. Thanks, man.
Cheers. Bye-bye.